Hello, everybody. It is Professor Dunning coming at you with another competitive update here from Pallet Town. This is episode 6. Today, it's just me. Normally, the competitive stuff will just be me. I think I decided on that since not everybody has really gotten experience with the competitive play. So, welcome. It's just me today. I have 3 Pokemon to talk about today. So, this should be a pretty quick episode. Darmanitan. Galarian Darmanitan is busted. Aizkyu is busted. Dracovish, busted. Like, these Mons are nuts. I've gotten swept by 2 of these. Not the Galarian Darmanitan. Not a lot of people are just now discovering how busted it is. But I've been swept by an Aizkyu, and I have been also swept by a Dracovish. They're insane. I don't know other way, like, any other way to put it. I don't, like, they broke the meta. They're also in Showdown now, so people have been messing a lot with them in Showdown against Pokemon that you can't see in Sword and Shield. And it doesn't, no other Pokemon compares to these 3. So we're going to start with Galarian Darmanitan. It's got a new ability called Guerrilla Tactics. It's crazy. It's just Choice Band. You lock into your first move and it does extra damage. It's literally Choice Band as an ability. But that means you can just free up an item slot. So you throw another Choice Band on there and it stacks. It stacks. And it has a 140 based attack stat with a 95 speed. You could throw a Choice Scarf on there and that thing is outspeeding and outhitting everything. But if you throw that Choice Band on there, it is going to one hit everything. With putting EVs into that thing, into its attack stat, it's unstoppable. The thing hits like a monster. I've watched a bunch of videos on it. I just got mine myself, so I haven't been able to use it. It one-shots things that resist. I've seen it one-shot Ferrothorns, and I've seen it one-shot like Charizards. I know those are neutral, but it's crazy how good this thing is. You don't even need to use a Choice Scarf to outspeed. It's got a 95 base speed stat, and especially if you're playing in Shield version, it kind of outspeeds half the roster because half the roster are tanks in Shield, like Goodra and Steelix and stuff. Steelix isn't a version exclusive, but that's just one that it outspeeds. I'm honestly sure that it could one-shot a Steelix with Icicle Crash being locked into that. That's how much damage it does. The next Pokemon is Aizkyu. Aizkyu is really weird. It's Ice Mimikyu, but with a catch. So Mimikyu's ability allows it to be hit once and take no damage. That's normally a first turn thing. You know, you can get a Swords Dance up and you take the hit and then you're good. That's why Mimikyu is so good. Now there's another Pokemon that can do that, and that's Aizkyu. Aizkyu has the ability, I think it's called Ice Face. It basically, Aizkyu has this massive ice block on its head. And the problem with that, or not the problem, but the purpose of that is it can take one physical attack with no damage. The difference between it and Mimikyu is that it can only take physical attacks and get it blocked. But, I mean, that covers a lot of Pokemon. There are a lot of physical sweepers in the game. So while it can only do block the physical attack, what it makes up for that in is that if you hail, the first turn of hail, that comes back. So you get that ability back. You can replenish that one hit. And that's crazy, because if you belly drum, you can belly drum first turn and then get hit and then sweep half the team. And then when a Pokemon comes up that can actually, or like has a second, you can hail, or is trying to set up on you, you can hail and get your ice face back. But one thing to note is basically the strategy is belly drum, liquidation. Like, that's what I've seen. So liquidation is a high attack. It's an ice type Pokemon. So you belly drum that first turn you're out and you get hit by a physical type move. And then boom, you have your Mimikyu ability up. Maybe you set up hail. Doesn't really matter because hail, it's first turn. But when the ice face breaks, Aizkyu gets a massive speed boost. And it's going to, with belly drum in, it's going to outspeed everything. And it's going to near close to one-shot everything. It's a force to be reckoned with. The next Pokemon is also just as busted as the other 3. This one I have experienced, and it was the worst experience of my life. Dracovish. This is one of the new fossils, Water and Dragon. Great typing. That is an amazing typing. Where do I even start with this thing? So it has the ability Strong Jaw, and it also gets a new move that is 85 base power. I think it's called Vishrend. And so basically Wolfie made a strategy, and this is all blown up. If you're following the meta, I'm sure you found this, but Wolfie, former world champion. So Dracovish has a move that is 85 base power that doubles if the move hits first or moves first. So if he goes first, if the Dracovish goes first, I should say, it does double damage. So it goes from 85 to 170. Already a 170 base hit. That's like most Z moves from Sun and Moon that did that kind of damage. Yeah, most Z-moves were 170, 180 base power. So his ability gives him what is effectively a choice band boost, and that is Strong Jaw, which Strong Jaw does give the boost to Vishrend. His ability, so yeah, his ability gives him that. And he can hold, like, this is without holding an item. So if you throw on Choice Band, it doubles that. And so, like, most Z-moves, like I said, are 170 to 180 BP. This gets to 573 base power with Choice Band. And that's before you count in the fact that he gets stabbed from it. Because it's a Water-type move. And he is a Water-type. It's insane! Like, what did go through their minds? What went through Game Freak's minds to add these Pokemon? All physical sweepers that they just really love the idea of Pokemon getting this Choice Band double boost. It's insane. I don't understand. I love it. I absolutely adore it. Like, I sound like I'm being negative about this, but I promise you it is fun. The problem is there's not many counters to these yet because these Mons are just, like, busted already. If you give Dracovish a Choice Scarf and lock into Vishrend, you're sweeping. Like, you are sweeping because it's going to be faster than just about everything there. It already has a high base power and speed. It's just like Darmanitan, except a water dragon type. But the thing with Darmanitan, it doesn't have that many resistances because it is a pure ice type. With the ability, you can get Zen mode on your Galarian Darmanitan, but that's not as busted. That's a fire and ice type. That's really cool, by the way. But with Guerrilla Tactics, you don't go into Zen mode, obviously, because you don't have the ability. But with Dracovish, the resistances are outstanding. I mean, it's water dragon. It's weak to fairy. I'm pretty sure it's just weak to fairy, unless I'm remembering the actual, like, 2x and 1.5 times super effective is wrong. But it resists mainly everything. Like, water dragon typing is really good, and we've only seen that with Kingdra and, I believe, Palkia. Which, there are a lot of Pokemon also that have gotten, like, either this is the second Pokemon ever to get this typing or the first one. I know Obstagoon, which is really fun competitively. Again, another physical wall. There's a lot of physical Mons in this game. Whether they're walls or sweepers, there's a lot of physical ones. Like Barrascuda, physical. Steelix, physical wall. There's Zamazenta and Zacian. Both of them are physical. It's really weird. Which, by the way, Zacian's probably the most busted Mon in the game with the highest base speed stat and one of the highest base attack stats. I don't understand why. I mean, I get it. It's a legendary, and it's one of three legendaries, so they had to make all the legendaries good, which I want to count Silvally as a legendary, which Silvally got a buff to with that 120 base power to its signature move. It's nuts. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Silvally actually puts in work because of its defenses. It takes hits. I use Silvally for all my raids nearly. I just throw on whatever disc it needs for whatever typing. Like Pelipper, I would just throw on a Thunder One and it takes everything. That is such a good Mon. But with the other three, I honestly think might be banned from the VGC. I know that Gigantamaxing is already banned from the VGC. I do think that Guerrilla Tactics for Darmanitan is going to be banned. I think they'll allow Zen mode, but Guerrilla Tactics is going to be banned. I don't know about Dracovish. I really don't. Ice Q, I think, will make it in, but Dracovish, I don't think so. Because it's a bit on the lenient side, because it's not... I think they might ban having... no, I think Dracovish will make it in, but Guerrilla Tactics, Galarian Darmanitan will not make it in. I can tell you that. It's just not going to. It's an unbeatable strategy. So with that being said, I wanted to say that I'm very excited for the competitive play. I am wanting to participate in tournaments, but I don't know how that's going to work with my schedule. I now have a schedule written up. I have 5 podcasts for every week to do. So I hope you guys are enjoying these. These take a lot of effort to do, and they take quite a bit of planning. There will be one next week. This will be up on every Tuesday. Pallet Town will be. If you are interested in hearing any other voice, I have a movie and TV show podcast coming up. And I also have a conspiracy podcast that'll be coming up soon, along with a video game podcast. And you'll hear familiar voices from this podcast here too. But thank you everybody for listening. This was Professor Dunnick from Pallet Town. Goodbye.